Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Today, we're going to start our November 6th, 2024 board meeting. Carlo, may we have the roll, please?
Chairwoman Stephanie Pope Early.
Present.
Vice Chairperson Joseph Black.
Present.
Commissioner Robert E. Davis. Commissioner Nadine D. Head.
Present.
Commissioner Diane Howard.
Present.
We have quorum.
Thank you, Carla. Commissioners, you have received your meeting agenda. May we have a motion for its approval, please?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. You have also received your minutes from the last meeting on October 2nd. May we have a motion for its approval, please?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. We are going to accept our committee reports as written. You will receive additional information via email if necessary. Our next part of the process today, we're going to go into our CEO report.
Good afternoon, Chairwoman, Commissioners, PAC, audience. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Today, I want to highlight a few of the activities of the authority over the last month. First, I want to thank everyone who was able to attend the groundbreaking ceremony on Friday, November 1st, for the final phase of Sankofa Village, Phase 4. This will be a 50-unit townhome development and will complete a vision for the Cedar Extension site that was created through the CMHA's 2011 Central Neighborhood Choice Neighborhoods Planning Grant. The project is a partnership with Penrose and Fallible Development, who partnered with CMHA and the City of Cleveland on the first three phases. The ceremony was a celebration of the success of the previous phases of Sankofa Village, which included the CHN Scholar House, the Care Alliance Health Center, as well as county and city investment in streets, as well as the Central Recreation Center and the construction of a new park. Looking forward to the grand opening for that event, I mean, for that site sometime in 2026. We continue to convert RAD properties in conjunction with our 2045 plan and strategy. And we're looking forward to moving that ahead even further in 2025. I also want to thank folks who were a part of the celebration for the mural on the RTA wall as part of the Woodhill project. The artist did an outstanding job. If you haven't had an opportunity to take a look at it, it is the largest, longest mural in the state, as I'm told. Now, I do hear that there's another one that's being painted now that may nudge us out. But in the meantime, RTA still has it. It's beautiful. It really represents the community. So please, if you get a chance, take a look at that. There's been a lot of positive momentum about the work completed at the Irish Town Bend project. As you may recall, CMHA once had our administrative headquarters on West 25th, and it's that area is being transformed into a park where our Riverview Tower residents and our Lakeview high-rise residents will have the opportunity, along with others in the community, to be able to enjoy that. We've been part of presentations with Land Studio, the Metro Parks, and other partners to try to let people know about this project and to get support for that. We recently were part of a group that was able to accept a $10.8 million grant from Congresswoman Chantel Brown's office, which will fund the amphitheater overlook, picnic areas, and broad boardwalk. So we're very, very happy about being a part of that. Leadership Cleveland joined us at CMHA a few weeks ago. They came out to kind of have an opportunity to hear about what's going on at CMHA and our role in the Cedar community, or Cedar Central community. Jeff Wade is a former graduate of Leadership Cleveland, as is Terry Billups, Chief Gonzalez, and myself, and the Honorable Commissioner Joseph Black is a current member of the class right now. So CMHA was well represented in the room, and we did, I think, a very good opportunity to share a lot of things about CMHA, but also hear a lot of things from others as well. Breast Cancer Awareness Month. CMHA celebrated Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we were excited. All of the employees that wore pink, a lot of different shades of pink, a lot of different styles of pink, some very interesting styles of pink. But at the end of the day, it was all in the spirit of a good cause. We really love it when our staff and our team really pull together to get a message out there. And I was just, it felt so good to know that so many people were touched enough to participate. So thank you to all the staff who participated in that. I also wanna, talk a little bit about Hispanic Heritage Month. You know, we celebrated that as well, and in a unique way, as opposed to, just picking one specific culture. We actually did, I think, four different Hispanic cultures that we celebrated at different sites. So if I got this right, I can maybe work my way through the map. I believe we started off in Venezuela first, and we were able to receive a lot of good music, conversation, and dialogue there. We then moved over to Mexico and had a good time in Mexico. Again, now remember, this is not the real thing. So we didn't physically go to Mexico. We went to areas that represented those countries and had a very, very good time there, learning the culture, seeing different dances, hearing the different music, tasting some of the different food. After we left Mexico, we went to the Dominican Republic and had an outstanding time there as well. Again, sometimes, people overgeneralize different cultures and backgrounds and think that things are all the same. We learned a lot of key differences, a lot of things that are important to different folks. And it was good for us to share that with our staff as well as our residents. And then we were able to go to Puerto Rico, and we had a great time in Puerto Rico. The individuals that were a part of this all spoke very, very proud and passionate about their culture, and was very, very much interested in making sure that we understood and appreciated their culture. And what really, I think, excited me probably more than anything else was that when we were in Mexico, out in Riverside Park, we also had a lot of the youth that were there, and they sat attentively, quietly, as they listened and got engaged with what was going on. They asked great questions, and it was, again, it was just a good feeling to see that. So I want to recognize Nancy Olivares Aikens and Edith Pantiera. If you guys wouldn't mind standing up. They both were responsible for coordinating these activities. So as I say that they were responsible for coordinating activities, I am saying and stipulating to the fact that it was not just them, but they were the ones who really took it and said, hey, we're going to make this happen. We're going to go out here. We're going to do this. We're going to get the participation. And they worked with really good people in the community who were really, really open to wanting to share you all. Over the past month as this digital inclusion month. So we had all kind of programming and things out that like that out at the sites. We had some landlord engagement efforts for the voucher program that were, I thought, very good. We also continue to invite Let's Safe Cleveland to all our landlord training so they could educate landlords on ensuring their property is less safe. In addition, we are working on updating the landlord webpage and educational materials for landlords. We also are going to be working to come up with an event probably before the end of the year, where we want to have more some lead activities out at our one of our sites, where we're going to have a fair to be able to share information and heighten their awareness of lead. I didn't get a chance that he left between, but our purchasing director, Ed Oliveras, announced his retirement. So he retired as of October 31st. We all know and love Ed. He was a valuable member of this team, and we wish him very, very well as he moves on to his traveling. And the traveling that I talked about, we ain't go nowhere. The traveling that Ed was telling me he's going, he got tickets and everything else. So he's ready to go. So if you want to find out really how some of these places are, you know, grab Ed between trips and he'll be happy to share it with you. And I do want to thank Nancy. Nancy is it's Ed's sister. And Nancy was able to, as we did a little going away from Ed, she was able to find every picture that Ed did not want to be seen and display that. So if things you need to know, never work with your sister. Make sure you always know when you're leaving to not let her get the pictures of you, because there were some pictures that Ed just was not happy about. But being a sister, anyone who has siblings know that you just love those kind of moments when you could do that to your sibling. So thank you, Nancy, for that. We also have, through our process, brought on a new director of procurement that I'd just like for him to stand, Mr. Tom Bassett. Tom? Tom is a 30-year purchasing procurement professional who's worked at several places, two more recent ones at Medical Mutual as well as Case West Reserve. Tom, we welcome you to the CMHA team and look forward to your contribution. So thank you. I'd also like to take this opportunity to recognize and welcome back into the fold the one, the honorable, the outstanding, Ms. Christy Groves. She loves you too. It's great to have you back into the fold. You mean so much to so many people. You were missed, but now it's time to get back to work. All right. So I want to also take this opportunity to recognize the person who was kind of filling in and doing a lot of the resident services work during the time that Christy was out. And in doing so, she's earned herself a promotion to Director of Resident Services. So, Takesha Ruffin. Congratulations, Takesha. We really appreciate everything that you did during that time. You had very, very good, steadfast leadership. Your team did not lose a beat, and we really appreciate you. So congratulations. So now we will move to our employee champion. So I'll start with our manager champion of the month. We are very, very proud to recognize one of our veteran employees of CMHA. She is CMHA's utilities manager, Ms. Michelle Strazar. Now, come on, Michelle. Sitting in the front row, was it a hint? We want to recognize Michelle for her exceptional dedication and outstanding contribution. She embodies our cares, values, and inspires her colleagues to achieve excellence. Michelle's commitment to CMHA's mission is unparalleled. With over three decades of experience and devotion to the organization, she approaches her work with clear focus on sustainability and collaboration. She continuously seeks opportunities for improvement and leverages tools like EnergyCap to provide detailed insights into utility service. She promotes these tools to ensure the authority's management team has timely access to critical information, enabling informed decision-making and proactive management of utility issues. Somebody likes you. They wrote you up good. Thank you for all that you do, Michelle, and congratulations on being November Manager Champion. So our Employee Champion of the Month is Miss Shania Bell. And I'm going to tell you why I messed that up in a second. So Miss Bell was recently featured in a video that was given to HUD as part of HUD's 50th celebration of the Housing Choice Voucher Program. And the reason that I struggled with her name was because throughout the video, her first name was never referred to. It was only Miss Bell. Miss Bell did this. Miss Bell did that. I wouldn't have been able to get this degree without Miss Bell. Miss Bell called me all the time and checked up on me. Miss Bell, this. You need to give Miss Bell a raise for all that she does. So when we had this opportunity, Miss Bell, we wanted to make sure that we recognized you and made sure that you knew and understood that your efforts, the commitments you make, and the lives you touch really do mean something. This person gave one of the most passionate descriptions of how you and CMHA and this family self-sufficiency program helped her evolve and achieve a goal to be able to go and get through the dentistry program at Case Western Reserve. And that's no joke. So I know sometimes, I ain't done yet. Get back up there for that. So I know sometimes the days are tough. I know sometimes, you know, you don't always get an opportunity to know that what you've done has had impact. But please know I was in a room in D.C. with over 300 people, and everyone knows your name and everyone knows what you did. So congratulations. I'm good now. And since this was a good month, we actually have co-employee champions. Now, this other person has been involved in many programs at CMHA. She's a former CMHA resident, but today she's being recognized for her activities, not just within CMHA, but just for an advocate for people within the communities that we serve. This individual is Ms. Dolores Gray. Ms. Gray is a great leader. She is one of the folks that helped put together and make the plan that led to Sankofa Village. She is also this year going to be awarded the recipient of the Legal Aid Society's Community Impact Award. She will be receiving this prestigious award in mid-November for making much of a contribution and impact for outstanding participation, effort, critical involvement that ensures success for the overall community. She's currently working with CMHA as one of our team for the Achieve Greater program, which is a partnership with University Hospital, where we are reaching out to get a better understanding of the social determinants of health. Ms. Gray is the person who works with all of our residents to get them engaged in that program, and she does a phenomenal job with that. So when the Legal Aid Society wanted to recognize her for community impact, it was not something that we could not see, because she impacts CMHA every day and has been doing it ever since she's been a part of our team. So congratulations, Ms. Gray, and good luck. And that concludes my report. And I now have Mr. Truitt come up for the financial report.
Chairwoman, at this time, may we please let the record reflect that Commissioner Robert Davis entered during the CEO report. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chairperson Pope-Early, Commissioners CEO Patterson, and members of PEC. The authority's operating interim financial results through September 2024 are as follows. The authority reports operating revenue of $217.6 million in revenue, as well and operating expenses of $211.3 million. Program highlights are the low rent public housing program reported operating revenue of $44.8 million with operating expenses of $43 million, a revenue over expenses of $1.8 million. The Housing Choice Voucher Program, including the Housing Assistance Payment Subsidy and Operations, reported revenue of $111.4 million and expenses of $110.7 million. Operating results, excluding the Housing Assistance Payment, of revenue over expenses of $483,000. The blended component units, those are our RAD Section 8 new construction, as well as our Western Reserve Revitalization and Management Company entity, reported operating revenue of $27.2 million with operating expenses of $29.2 million, or expenses over revenue of $2 million. The discrete component units, primarily those are made up of our tax credit properties, reported operating revenue of $16.9 million with operating expenses of $14.6 million for positive revenue over expenses of $2.3 million. Again, it's important to note that the positive revenue over expenses are impacted by required reserves, debt service principal payments, as well as capital projects. This concludes the financial report.
Thank you. Commissioners, are there any questions in regards to either of the reports that have been presented? Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to move into our new business. Carla, may we have the reading of Resolution A?
Resolution ratifying the Cuyahoga Metropolitan Housing Authority's award of a one-year contract extension to Abram Technologies, LLC for labor and management of all IT services and a new phone system upgrade for the police department in an amount not to exceed $150,520.64, subject to the availability of funds. Presenter, Claire Russ, Chief of Agency Analytics, Inspections, and Technology.
Thanks, Carla. Good afternoon, Chairwoman, Commissioners, advocates, and staff. Thank you for your consideration of this resolution ratifying a one-year extension to CMHA's Police Department's IT managed services provider, Abram Technologies, LLC. On April 3rd of this year, the board adopted Resolution 33-24, awarding Abram a contract to provide IT services to the CMHA Police Department through October 31st. This resolution is for ongoing IT managed support services, as well as a telephone upgrade system. This year-long contract extension supports the ongoing day-to-day operations of more than 22 police department servers, 50 desktop computers, and help desk services for CMHA PD end users. Monthly costs for services remain at the prior fee structure amounts, and this contract also includes hardware and labor costs affiliated with a one-time upgrade to the police department telephones. The CMHA PD phone system supports emergency calls through the call center and dispatch operations and the last substantial investment was over a decade ago. The vendor has comprehensive knowledge of the current Team HAPD infrastructure and devices and can continue to provide the technical support needed to ensure the ongoing operations of the CMHAPD. I request your approval of this resolution.
Thank you. Commissioners, you've heard the reading of Resolution A. May we have a motion for its adoption?
So moved.
Second.
Being properly moved and second, are there any questions?
So just help me understand what this upgrade actually consists of. Like, I get the need, but like, give me some context.
So for the phones, Avram will do discovery for the current system, take a look at it. They're going to migrate PD phone numbers out of the greater CMHA fold into their own AT&T account so they can be managed separately, install the new phones, train the staff, upgrading the actual lines in the building, configuring the phones and the trunks, which we're getting more technical than I'm going to go now, and finally testing and removing the old equipment.
So this is primarily all in the building. There's nothing in anything else other than the building.
Correct. This is the physical phone system there. And because we do have a call center, we are not looking at nor would any police department be looking at a cloud-based solution for that type of telecommunications at this time.
Okay. Thank you.
Certainly.
It's your part. What do you mean by training other staff other new phones?
They will just be completely new hardware. You know, it will be a new device and they may have slightly different functionality. You know, a lot of office phones are dialing 9 and then 1 and an extension and things like that. So it'll be making sure that whatever equipment is put in, that the team's ready to use it the first day that it's installed.
All right. Thank you.
Sure.
Will you expound on, and I hope to have it, what can be monitored more accurately?
I think the migration is to help the CMHAPD have a separate phone account and so that those upgrades can be on their own from CMHA's phone system. We are looking at different improvements with an alternative vendor to CMHA's overall phone system in the Kinsman building and in our other sites. So the migration would be of the current phone numbers from the kind of blanket account and break those out separately. Like the AT&T account that you receive your billing statement for. Correct. Right. Then our main campus account, they would be on their own account, which would allow us to manage them separately. We do manage IT services for the PD separately, and we have for a long time. They have very specific requirements for security, for cybersecurity, for how they're accessing the internet, for their maintenance of the call center dashboard information, for a lot of other reasons. We have kept those two accounts separate. When we go to procure managed IT services for the police department, we do require a complete kind of credentialing of those types of expertise. And we are looking for folks who have a comfort level working with police departments and not just IT of a general kind of corporation. So we are trying to manage these two similar but separate services separately from each other.
So how does that improve upon the current system?
Well, the current phone system was put in quite some time ago. So it requires an actual like hardware level upgrade. It also is going to require sort of some infrastructure in the building. We're going to finish some wiring improvements with this as well.
Thank you.
Sure.
If no other questions, may we take a vote? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it and the motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Resolution B, resolution authorizing the Cuyahoga Metropolitan Housing Authority to extend the housing assistant payments contract with CHA
Jacob Housing Partners for a 5-year period to provide 16 project-based vouchers for rental assistance for low-income households. Presenter, Dory Vet-Nolan, Chief of Policy Planning and Voucher Administration.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Chairwoman, CEO Patterson, Commissioners, and PAC. With this resolution, we are asking the board to extend the housing assistance payments contract for CHN Housing Partners for a 5-year period for 16 project-based vouchers to provide rental assistance for low-income families at or below 50% of the area median income. Project-based vouchers are a component of CMHA's Housing Choice Voucher Program. CMHA can use up to 30% of its authorized voucher units to provide subsidies to a specific property that meets project-based regulations and further CMHA's goal to provide affordable housing options in diverse neighborhoods and to deconcentrate poverty. We originally entered into this HAP contract with CHN Partners to provide additional affordable housing opportunities for low-income families in the Cleveland community. This was 2 renewals ago. The properties on the contract are single-family scattered homes in several different zip codes, 44103, 106, and 108 of Cleveland, Ohio. And as of the effective date of the renewal, it is projected that all 16 units on the contract will remain occupied. They have been occupied for a long time by the same households. I request your approval to extend this HAP contract with CHN Housing Partners for a 5-year period to allow for the units to continue to serve as affordable housing opportunities for families in the Cleveland community.
Thank you. Commissioners, you've heard the reading of Resolution B. May we have a motion for its adoption?
So moved. Second.
Being properly moved and second, are there any questions? Hearing none, may we have a vote? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed?
Chairwoman, could the record reflect that I abstain from voting on this one?
Thank you. If anyone opposes, hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion carries. Please let the record reflect Commissioner Black's abstention.
Thank you.
Resolution C. Resolution authorizing the Cuyahoga Metropolitan Housing Authority to exercise the second and final 1-year renewal option with Medical Mutual Services LLC for $9,350,000 to provide medical claims, administration, and stop-loss insurance. Exercise the second and final 1-year renewal option with Caremark PCS Health LLC for $1,900,000 to provide prescription drug coverage. Exercise the second and final 1-year renewal option with Everside Health LLC for $450,000 to provide direct primary care services. And exercise the second and final 1-year renewal option with MedMutual Life Insurance Company for $45,000 to provide life, AD&D insurance in a total combined amount not to exceed $11,745,000 for calendar year 2025, subject to the availability of funds. Presenter, Renee Steele, Director of Human Resources.
Good afternoon, Chairwoman, Commissioners, CEO Patterson, and PAC. In November 2022, the Board of Commissioners authorized CMHA to enter into a 1-year contract with 2 1-year renewal options with the following carriers: Medical Mutual Services for medical claims and administration, Caremark Health for prescription drug coverage, Everside Health, which provides direct primary care services, and MedMutual Life Insurance for life AD&D insurance. Based on the current coverage, level of service, administration overhead, and satisfactory service that each carrier provides to CMHA employees, I respectfully ask for the approval of this resolution for CMHA to enter into a 1-year renewal with established carriers.
Thank you. Commissioners, you've heard the reading of Resolution C. May we have a motion for its adoption?
So moved. Second.
Being properly moved and second, are there any questions?
Yes. How much of an increase have we incurred as it relates to these costs?
I failed to say that we have a representative from Oswald in the audience, Kelsey, who can come up and provide additional information.
Thank you.
Kelsey, when you come up, please state your name and title for the record. When you address the Board of Commissioners, please press down on that button.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, you got to hold it down.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Kelsey Finucane. I'm the large market public sector practice leader with Oswald Companies and Taylor Oswald. Have worked with CMHA for several years, helping with the benefit program. In terms of total cost with the medical and pharmacy program, we are projecting about a 3.4% increase for 2025 going into the fully insured equivalent rates.
Thank you.
Does that mean like discount rates? No.
So as a self-funded plan, we set a budget equivalent rate, and then the employee contributions are paid as a percentage of that. And so we're projecting the overall budget to be going up about 3.4%, which is significantly below what we're seeing in general healthcare trends.
Okay, thank you.
Do we have any other questions? Thank you. Come on back down. If there are no other questions, may we have a vote? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it and the motion carries. Thank you.
Resolution D. Resolution authorizing the Cuyahoga Metropolitan Housing Authority to award two separate three-year contracts with 2 1-year mutual renewal options to MetLife in an amount not to exceed $820,470 to provide dental insurance coverage for the authority's employees and to National Vision Administrators in an amount not to exceed $125,000 to provide vision insurance coverage for the authority's employees for a combined total amount not to exceed $945,470 subject to the availability of funds. Presenter, Ronnie Steele, Director of Human Resources.
So in June of 2024, public RFPs were conducted for dental and vision coverage for CMHA employees. For dental, the current carrier, MetLife, as well as three other dental carriers responded to the RFP. It was the same with vision, the current carrier, which is NVA, and three other vision carriers replied to the RFP. All proposals were reviewed, and based on the carrier's qualification, previous experience, pricing, and minimizing interruption, I'm requesting the approval of this resolution to maintain MetLife for dental coverage and NVA for vision coverage for CMHA employees for 2025.
Thank you. Commissioners, you've heard the reading of Resolution D. May we have a motion for its adoption?
So moved.
Second.
Being properly moved and second, are there any questions?
I ask the same question of you that I asked to Resolution C. And I would imagine that young lady back there will provide the answer.
Yes, Ms. Kelsey, can you come back up?
Mm-hmm. Hello again, Kelsey Finucane, large market public sector practice leader with Oswald Companies and Taylor Oswald. Both MetLife and NVA came with 0% increases, so the costs will be the same in 2025 that they were in 2024.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hearing no other questions, may we take a vote? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it and the motion carries. Thank you.
Resolution E. Resolution authorizing the Cuyahoga Metropolitan Housing Authority to award a 1-year contract extension to Due and Associates for software consulting services subject to the availability of remaining funds. Presenter, Sharonda Greer, Chief of Housing Administration and Operations.
Good afternoon, Chairwoman Pope Early, Commissioners, PEC, CEO Patterson.
This resolution is to award a one-year contract extension to Duke & Associates for software consulting and training. In December 2023, the board approved Resolution 105-23, awarding a one-year contract extension to Duke & Associates for software consulting services, including the export, testing, conversion, and analyzing of data. The AMS software also stores and organizes critical information on each property that provides an overview of the operations, including occupancy, budget, rent increases, rent collection, MORs, and INSPIRE results. Those with access can review the overall operations of each property and analyze variances from month to month. In addition to the software component, Duke & Associates provides training to ensure our multifamily properties are compliant with state, local, and HUD requirements. In 2023, Duke & Associates performed a mock MOR at one of our properties. They provided recommendations on the resident files, noted deficiencies, and documented areas of financial risk. We followed those recommendations, corrected the deficiencies, and in 2024, we received a real MOR from HUD. I'm glad to report that as a result of following the recommendations of Duke & Associates, we received a superior rating on that audit, which is the highest audit finding that you can get from an MOR. This is impactful to CMHA because as we continue to convert properties to HUD multifamily, it is imperative that we are successful and perform at a high level that will enable us to continue our path towards redevelopment in other areas of the Housing Authority. I respectfully request your approval of this resolution, and the funds are already there. So we're extending, we're using the funds that are already available and left on the remaining, on the existing contract.
Thank you. Commissioners, you've heard the reading of Resolution E. And we have a motion for its adoption.
So moved.
Second.
Being properly moved and seconded, are there any questions? Hearing none, may we take a vote? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it and the motion carries.
Resolution F, resolution authorizing the Cuyahoga Metropolitan Housing Authority to award two separate two-year contracts with 2 1-year mutual renewal options to Farron's Landscaping Company, LLC and Robin's Nest Property Management Landscape Services Company for snow plowing services in a combined total amount not to exceed $315,100, subject to the availability of funds. Presenter, Sharonda Greer, Chief of Housing Administration and Operations.
So good afternoon once again. This resolution is to award two separate contracts with the 2 1-year mutual renewal options to Farron Landscaping Company, LLC, and Robin's Nest Property Management Landscape Services for snow plowing services, including clearing the parking lots, walkways, sidewalks, and salting as needed at 34 of our managed RAD and LRPH properties. During winter months, snow removal is a critical function of the Housing Authority. We are responsible for ensuring the grounds, parking lots, and sidewalks are accessible during the winter season. CMHA publicly advertised an IFB in the Plain Dealer and website, received 5 bids, and both Farron Landscaping and Robin's Nest submitted responsive bids. This is impactful to CMHA because ensuring residents' safe exit from their homes is a priority during the winter months. I respectfully request approval of this resolution not to exceed $315,100, subject to the availability of funds.
Thank you. Commissioners, you've heard the reading of Resolution F. May we have a motion for its adoption?
So moved.
Second.
Being properly moved and seconded, are there any questions?
So I'm curious about the time frame to start. What's the term of this contract?
This is for 2 years with two 1-year renewal options.
And who's covering the cost of the salt and some of the other items like that?
This is included. So the contractors will provide that. It's part of the contract. And I did fail to mention that we have representatives from both companies here with us today.
Thank you. That's it for me.
Are there any other questions? Hearing none, may we have a vote? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it and the motion carries.
Resolution G, resolution authorizing the Cuyahoga Metropolitan Housing Authority to award a 2-year contract with 2 1-year mutual renewal options to Glass for You, doing business as Glass Doctor of Northeast Ohio, in lieu of Service Convenience, doing business as Glass Doctor, for the supply and delivery of window and door replacement glass and related work throughout the authority. Presenter, Sharonda Greer, Chief of Housing Administration and Operations.
This resolution is to award a 2-year contract with 2 1-year renewal options to Glass for You, Inc., doing business as Glass Doctor, to supply and deliver window and door replacement glass for the agency. On May 1st of 2024, the Board of Commissioners approved Resolution 39-24, awarding contracts to Glass Doctor, Dyens, and Nocturnal Gov Global in the amount not to exceed $1 million, subject to the availability of funds. Before the contract was finalized and executed, Service Convenience, Inc., doing business as Glass Doctor, informed CMHA that their assets were sold to Glass for You, and Glass for You assumed the franchise rights of the company. I respectfully request to enter into a 2-year contract with 2 1-year renewal options with Glass for You. This resolution is impactful to CMHA because we service our residents and we can service our residents timely and complete repairs, complete unit turns, and to provide housing opportunities for applicants off of our wait list and maintain curb appeal at the sites.
Thank you. Commissioners, you've heard the reading of the resolution. May we have a motion for its adoption?
So moved.
Second.
Being properly moved and second, are there any questions? I have one. In this new contract that we're requesting, the only change is in the name of the company?
That is correct, Chairwoman.
Thank you. Any other questions? Hearing none, may we have a vote? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it and the motion carries. Thank you.
Resolution H. Resolution authorizing 2045 Transformation LLC to award a contract to McPhillips Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Company for the mechanical upgrades at Union Square Apartments in amount not to exceed $198,000, subject to the availability of funds. Presenter, Matthew Schmidt, Director of Modernization and Development.
Great. Good afternoon. Chairwoman Paul Burley, Commissioners, PAC, CEO Patterson. Thank you today for your consideration of Resolution H, authorizing a contract between 2045 Transformation LLC and McPhillips Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for mechanical upgrades at Union Square Apartments. We have members of McPhillips here with us today as well. Union Square is part of the agency's RAD portfolio, and as such is owned by a standalone entity, 3495 East 98th Street LLC, owned by 2045 Transformation LLC and in turn CMHA. Union Square is a 9-story, 173-unit apartment building. Through the RAD conversion process, a schedule was created to plan for future capital improvements to the building. In line with that schedule and due to their age and anticipated lifespan, and aspects of the building's HVAC equipment were publicly bid for replacement. This includes mechanical equipment such as the air conditioning unit servicing the building's lobby, the domestic hot water tank, circulating pumps, and air conditioning equipment in the building's elevator room at the top of the building. Following a review by our architecture and engineering design consultant, McPhillips' bid was reviewed for scope and cost accuracy. McPhillips has worked with CMHA on similar projects in the past, and their bid will meet our MBE program requirements. This is impactful to CMHA to maintain quality environments for our residents and employees. I respectfully ask for your consideration of Resolution H.
Thank you. Commissioners, you've heard the reading of Resolution H. May we have a motion for its adoption, please?
So moved.
Second.
Being properly moved and second, are there any questions? Hearing none, may we have a vote? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it and the motion carries.
Resolution I, resolution authorizing 2045 Transformation LLC to award a contract to Automatic Mechanical Corp for the mechanical upgrades at Mount Auburn Apartments in an amount not to exceed $107,985, subject to the availability of funds. Presenter, Matthew Schmidt, Director of Modernization and Development.
Thank you today for your consideration of Resolution I, authorizing a contract between 2045 Transformation LLC and Automatic Mechanical for HVAC upgrades, this time at Mount Auburn Apartments. Similar to the previous resolution, Mount Auburn is a RAD project owned through Mount Auburn LLC and 2045 Transformation LLC. This is a six-story, 109-unit apartment building. In line with the RAD reserve schedule for capital improvements, Mount Auburn is also receiving updates to the mechanical system due to the age of the equipment. Through this project, the air conditioning equipment and supporting mechanical systems that serve the community room are being replaced. Three companies responded to a public bid for the work, with Automatic Mechanical as the low bidder and deemed appropriate to execute the job based on a review of our architecture and engineering consultant. Automatic Mechanical has a long history of successful work at CMHA properties and will meet our ACE program requirements. This is impactful to CMHA to ensure we're following the long-term investment plans we've set for our properties. Thank you today for your consideration of Resolution I.
Thank you. Commissioners, you've heard the reading of Resolution I. May we have a motion for its adoption?
So moved.
Second.
Being properly moved and second, are there any questions? Hearing none, may we have a vote? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it and the motion carries.
Resolution J. Resolution authorizing the Cuyahoga Metropolitan Housing Authority to award a contract to Prodigy Building Solutions, LLC for the storefront entry repairs at Wilson Tower in amount not to exceed $76,227.98, subject to the availability of funds. Presenter, Matthew Schmidt, Director of Modernization Development.
Great. Thank you again for your consideration today of Resolution J, authorizing a contract between CMHA and Prodigy in an amount not to exceed $76,227.98 for upgrades to the Wilson Tower entry doors and storefront. We have representatives from Prodigy in the room with us today. Wilson Tower is a 22-story apartment building with 220 units at the corner of East 55th Street and Chester Avenue. The building's front entrance doors have experienced a great deal of use throughout their lifespan, are in need of replacement. Through this process, it was determined that it's in the best interest and the safety of residents to improve upon the design of the doors and surrounding glass storefront. This work includes replacing existing glass and aluminum doors with stronger steel reinforced doors. In addition, the side light window adjacent to the door will be 1/2-inch tempered laminated glass with metal kick panels at the base for added security. The new door will be attached to the ADA automatic opener and widened from 36 inches to 42 inches to better accommodate motorized wheelchairs. Due to the technical nature of the work and the need to secure the building as quickly as possible, the Sourcewell Gordian Group model was utilized to identify the contractor who has successfully performed other projects and repairs throughout the portfolio. This is impactful to CMHA to ensure the utmost attention to safety and security of our properties is at the forefront of our projects. Thank you for your consideration of this contract with Prodigy.
Thank you. Commissioners, you've heard the reading of Resolution J. May we have a motion for its adoption?
So moved.
Second.
Being properly moved and second, are there any questions?
Yes, when this is supposed to take place, though?
Upon authorization of the resolution, we'll move forward with the contract and order the door. The doors have typically been this kind of storefront system because it's a little bit more specific and designed and specifically to the size of the building itself, and the opening is been typically a month or two for manufacturer, pending how many jobs are ahead of it at the site.
Okay, thank you.
So I know this is for the front door. Are there any other first floor doors that need to be explored for maintenance or support at this time?
In this case, right now, no. This is for the main entrance coming in off of 55th Street. So it's a double entry right now with the lock, the airlock. And so we'll include both of those, the first set of doors and the second set of doors. That's the main set of doors that residents use with the swipe card to get in.
Thank you.
And you said this is the first upgrade of the doors in this building?
So it's the first upgrade that we've done in quite a while. I can't say that it's necessarily the first set of doors that we've been replaced on the building since it was first constructed.
Yeah, I thought that's what you said. What is quite a while?
That I'm not sure when we last renovated those. That would have been, I think, before my time, so over 5 years ago. How's that?
That's fine. So are there other doors other than these? If so, why aren't we just repairing all of the doors?
Yeah, so there are other doors into the building. They're single doors. In this case, the existing set of doors is a set of double doors that we're talking about here. And we're replacing these because when we've added the automatic door openers, it's been easier for, because they're a set of double doors, it's easier for someone to be able to pull on the one that's not attached to the mag lock on the automatic entry and pull those open. So we're replacing that with the double doors with a single wider door. For anyone trying to get in without a key card.
Who utilizes the other doors?
Any of the other doors are employee. It's an employee entrance on the side door. That's a single door that's attached, much sturdier than the second double door here.
Key card is something to enter?
Correct, yes. Yep, it's all on a swipe key card with our badges for the others.
Thank you.
Hearing no other questions, may we have a vote? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it and the motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Resolution K, resolution authorizing the Cuyahoga Metropolitan Housing Authority to award a contract to Regal Fire Protection LLC for the testing and repair of dry standpipe systems at its various high-rise buildings in an amount not to exceed $229,119.96, subject to the availability of funds. Presenter Matthew Schmidt, Director of Modernization and Development.
Thank you very much. Resolution K asks for your consideration of a contract with Regal Fire Protection for testing and repairs at standpipes in various buildings throughout the CMHA portfolio. In accordance with proper safety and maintenance record standards, CMHA is conducting testing and any necessary repairs at dry standpipes that serve the sprinkler systems in our high-rise buildings. The dry standpipes are piping that runs vertically through a high rise between the point where the system connects with the main water supply line to the points on each floor where the fire department would hook up a hose in the case of an emergency. When the system is dry, the pipes remain empty until a valve is turned on by the fire department should a fire occur. Scheduled testing is required to ensure that no leaks are present in the system when high pressure water is sent through it, and all valves function correctly to turn water on and off at each floor. Testing involves sending high pressure air into the system to identify any leaks, followed by a water test after any necessary repairs are made during the air test. The project was publicly bid, with only one bid received by Regal Fire Protection due to the technical specificity of the work to test and repair the systems at 13 high rises. Regal is a new vendor to CMHA, with their scope review determining they are a responsible bidder. This is impactful to CMHA as a way of ensuring our properties are safe in the extent of an emergency. Thank you today for your consideration of this resolution.
Thank you. Commissioners, you've heard the reading of Resolution K. May we have a motion for its adoption?
So moved.
Second.
Being properly moved and second, are there any questions? Hearing none, may we have a vote? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it and the motion carries.
Resolution L, resolution authorizing the Cuyahoga Metropolitan Housing Authority to transfer certain property and grant temporary construction easements at Old Cedar in connection with the Ohio Department of Transportation Interstate 90 Interchange Project. Presenter, Matthew Schmidt, Director of Modernization Development.
Thank you today for your consideration of Resolution L, authorizing an agreement between CMHA and ODOT. This resolution pertains to the relationship between CMHA's Old Cedar Estate and an upcoming phase of the Ohio Department of Transportation's Interstate 90 reconstruction. The highway reconstruction will rebuild and change the orientation of the I-90 and 77 interchange at the south side of downtown Cleveland. The work will include the reorientation of Cedar Avenue and Carnegie Avenue exit ramps from I-77 North and I-90 East. ODOT, the City of Cleveland, and Cuyahoga County have been collaborating with local stakeholders to ensure that the work will also prioritize improvements to the pedestrian and bicycle infrastructure that connects the central neighborhood and Old Cedar with downtown Cleveland and CSU. This includes a new and improved Cedar Avenue and East 22nd Street intersection. The new intersection will move further south from its current location. In addition, a new East 22nd Street bridge will be constructed that crosses 90 with wide park-like sidewalks and bike lanes. This is a critical piece of infrastructure to link Old Cedar and the central neighborhood with downtown. The shifting Cedar Avenue East 22nd Street intersection will require Cedar Avenue to turn to the south as it approaches East 22nd Street. Today, it turns to the north and kind of a bridge that partially crosses over I-90. The new Cedar Avenue route will cross through what is today the long vacant Juvenile Justice Center complex, necessitating the pending demolition of the building next year. A small portion of the northwest corner of the old Cedar site lies within what will be the shifting road right-of-way for Cedar Avenue. This is an area of grass adjacent to a parking lot away from any residential buildings. This resolution will authorize CMHA to transfer this corner of the Old Cedar site to ODOT, as well as grant a temporary construction easement along the northern edge of the site facing Cedar Avenue throughout construction. CMHA will be compensated $8,750 by ODOT for the property in accordance with the appraised value of the land. This is impactful to CMHA, demonstrating our commitment to working with community partners for the betterment of the neighborhoods that we're in. I ask for your consideration of approval to enter into an agreement with ODOT for the transfer of the property and the temporary construction easements. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Commissioners, you've heard the reading of Resolution L. May we have a motion for its adoption?
So moved.
Second.
Being properly moved and second, are there any questions?
So, without knowing how deep we're in this, do we know if this is going to impact the speed limit that's currently on Cedar? I know it's a state managed by the state, but how are we leveraging this to get the speed reduced for our residents?
So that's an excellent question. And I think that it's something that it's a conversation that we have not started yet with them, with the state and the city, but one that we definitely can entertain and work with them on. One thing I will say is that there's a very purposeful design to the Cedar Avenue reroute. Knowing that as someone exits the highway, crosses over 22nd Street onto Cedar, there is a very purposeful design that the road turns to the north to connect to Carnegie Avenue as a means of slowing traffic down. And then a very purposeful turn to the right that will be necessary where at that point to stay on Cedar to prevent cars from speeding off of the highway and continuing straight down Cedar. So there will be a very purposeful move in the infrastructure design adjacent to Old Cedar to slow traffic. But I do think that there is potentially more that we can consider as Cedar continues east, knowing that there are opportunities to slow traffic in the rest of the road.
Okay.
I would just ask that we continue to advocate for that, given the location and the impact that it has on our residents living in that space.
Right.
Agreed. Thank you.
Which other ways is this impactful upon our residents in that area?
So one of the biggest changes that we're going to be able to see is what will happen with East 22nd Street as a part of this project. Mm-hmm. Right now there, if you were to walk from Old Cedar to downtown or ride your bike from Old Cedar to in the central neighborhood in general to downtown, there is a series of very narrow sidewalks over different bridges, with a lot of different crosswalks that you have to venture past with cars coming on and off the highway, kind of seeming in very quick speeds. There's not a lot of opportunities to slow traffic through there. And so from a pedestrian safety standpoint, this is going to recreate an atmosphere along both Cedar and East 22nd Street that will widen the sidewalks. The East 22nd Street Bridge is going to have a very wide sidewalk on the eastern side of it, on the old Cedar side, that will have landscaping, a bike lane, public art components that are speaking to the history and heritage of the central neighborhood. And I think create a very meaningful connection north and south between central and downtown.
Thank you. Hearing no other questions, may we have a vote? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it and the motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Carla, do we have a public comment today?
Chairwoman, we did receive a request from a Ms. Marquesa Stevens. I don't believe she's present today, however.
Thank you. Do we have any items for executive session?
We do, Chairwoman.
At this time, I move that this board adjourn into executive session for the purpose of discussing matters related to the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, or compensation of a public employee.
Carla, may we have roll call for executive session?
Chairwoman Stephanie Pope Early.
Present.
Vice Chair Joseph Black.
Present.
Commissioner Robert E. Davis.
Present.
Commissioner Nadine D. Head.
Present.
Commissioner Diane Howard.
Present.
We have a quorum for executive session.
Thank you. Our meeting will be adjourned for executive session.
Recording stopped.